Well, hello and welcome to the podcast. Bob Baker here. So, what is indie? I'm sure that's a term you use and are familiar with, indie, but what does it really mean? Well, in this episode, I'm going to give you a powerful definition that I think you will enjoy. So stay tuned for that. But first, real quickly, I just want to let you know this episode is being brought to you by The Passion Principles, 101 ways to express your creativity and share it with the world. Yes, that just happens to be a book that I've published. It was actually my 15th physical paperback book that came out a couple of years ago. And I want to remind you that I have a special offer going, but it won't last forever, just a little while longer, and I will take it off the market. But you can get a paperback book, the actual physical paperback book, shipped to you. However, you must live in the U.S. for this particular offer. But I'll send you the paperback book and an MP3 download of the full audiobook version of The Passion Principles for just 10 bucks. That's right, 10 bucks. You can have the physical book and the audiobook download. So look for a link in the podcast show notes or the description somewhere here, and it'll take you to a page where you can check it out and order that. I would love for you to have a copy. I just want to make this accessible to as many creative people as possible. So jump on this, take advantage of it while it lasts. Now, here's my definition of indie, and then I'll talk to you at the end on the other side. The true meaning of indie. You may have heard the term indie bounced around a lot in recent years. It's become quite a trendy word. So let me ask you, what is your definition of indie? Many people think of it as a reference to a musician, small record label, or film company without an affiliation to a major corporation. And that's true, but I believe it has a much deeper meaning than that. By the way, just in case you may not have known, indie is an abbreviation for independent. The IE at the end is the proper spelling, as opposed to indie, I-N-D-Y, which is usually a reference to Indiana or Indianapolis, as in the Indy 500. There's your grammar lesson for the day. I think of indie as more than a simple surface-level reference to someone's financial backing. I believe it's a state of mind and a way of life that you must bring to your entire pursuit of creativity. The best way to explain my angle on this is to use an acronym. So here's my definition of indie, I-N-D-I-E, with every letter standing for a separate concept. And you'll notice I didn't even use the word independent, which was tempting considering I have two I's to work with. The first I stands for inspired. To embrace the indie frame of mind, you must be inspired. You have to know in your gut that music or art or the written word or whatever your creative skill is, that that is what you are meant to do. You must become energized when you are engaged in your craft. Hopefully, this is something you already fully experience without having to force yourself to feel that way. When this kind of natural inspiration comes over you, it's a sure sign that you are on the right path. And you will need this desire to carry you through the ups and downs that you will surely encounter as you pursue the arts on your own terms. The next letter, N, stands for non-traditional. Indie artists don't mind learning about what has come before, and they are happy to listen to the rules that others say are required to have a successful career. However, the smartest indie artists keep their minds flexible and constantly question whether the supposed rules of the past really apply to them. They actually develop a mindset that seeks out the road less traveled. And when they spot a good idea that's off the traditional path, they fearlessly go after it without apologies. The D stands for determined. successful indie artists are fixated on their goals and determined to reach them. They leave room to veer from the original plan when needed, but they are steadfast in their desire to produce great music or art or literature, to reach fans, to sell more of their products and services, etc. With this type of attitude, obstacles become short-term learning experiences along the road to higher levels of success. The second I in indie stands for innovative. Being indie means thinking outside of the proverbial box and looking at fresh opportunities from every angle. It means not promoting yourself the same way 1,000 other acts have. It means being resistant to knee-jerk tactics and being open to new ideas and overlooked avenues for exposure and career development. The final letter, E, stands for empowered. Indie artists don't wait for someone or something else to come along and rescue them. They don't pray for a lucky break or to be discovered. They know to the core that the power to succeed with their art resides inside of them, and they understand that it's their mission to tap into that personal power and use it to share their creativity with the world. So, let's recap my definition of indie. I stands for inspired. N, non-traditional. D, determined. I, innovative. And E, empowered. Commit this acronym to memory. Better yet, print it out and place it somewhere where you'll see it every day. Being indie has nothing to do with what company you are or are not affiliated with. It has everything to do with how much you take control of your life and take steps to build the kind of creative career you deserve. So I hope you enjoyed my little acronym definition of indie. It's what I've truly believed. It's the kind of attitude and philosophy and lifestyle I have lived for decades now. It has served me well. I hope that it serves you well as well. And by the way, that recording right there with the little bit of music in the background is part of an album that I'll be releasing soon called Morning Pep Talks, Inspiration for Artists, Authors, and Creative Entrepreneurs. It's actually part of a new collection of recordings, spoken word recordings that I'm putting out on Spotify and Apple and Amazon and all the various typically music platforms. And I encourage you to go and check that out. The artist name that I use for this is Bob Baker's Inspiration Project. So you can go to Spotify or any of those sites, search for Bob Baker's Inspiration Project. Please follow me there, stream it. You can purchase the downloads on, you know, iTunes and other places. But I'm really having fun getting my words of wisdom and my inspiration out in many different formats to reach more people. So check that out. I'll have links to that Spotify artist page and other links in the show notes, as well as a link to where you can get the Passion Principles paperback and audiobook for just $10 for a limited time. I mentioned it at the top of the show. Well, here I am mentioning it again. And a link for that is also in the show notes. So please do yourself a favor. Grab a copy of that while it's at a super low price. And I just want to thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I wish you the best. Get out there and share your creativity with the world, because the world needs what you have to offer. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now.